بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها الإخوة المسلمون، إن المال وسيلة جليلة من وسائل العيش السعيد وعبادة رب الأرباب، ولذلك كان من الشهوات الأساسية المودعة في الإنسان حب المال. قال تعالى: وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. الخير هنا المال. وقال جل شأنه: زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث ذلك متاع الحياة الدنيا والله عنده حسن المآب. وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: نعم المال الصالح مع المرء الصالح. بل إن مما يدل على علو شأن المال في الإسلام أن جعله الله تبارك وتعالى قواما للحياة. ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما. ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما أو قواما. واتفق علماء المسلمين على أن حفظ المال من الكليات والضروريات الخمس التي جاءت الشريعة من أجل تحقيقها لمصلحة العباد. ويدل على ذلك أيضا فرض الزكاة وجعله ركنا من أركان الإسلام، فلا زكاة إلا على ذي مال. إن حب المال حبا معتدلا يجعل المرء يكسبه من حلاله، لأنه يعلم أن رزقه مقدور، وأن الله تعالى طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا، وأنه إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. فمن عرف هذا واتقى الله في جمعه المال وأجمل في طلبه واكتسبه من حلال، كان المال له بركة وأجرا وغنيمة في الدنيا وذخرا في الآخرة. عباد الله، إن نعمة المال ينقلب أو تنقلب فتنة ووبالا عندما يساء فهم حقيقة المال التي أوجدناها آنفا. قال تعالى: واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم فيما رواه الترمذي بسند حسن صحيح: إن لكل أمة فتنة، وفتنة أمتي المال. إن فتنة المال قد سيطرت على قلوب كثير من العباد، فخرج فيهم من أن يكون فطرة معتدلة إلى شهوة هياجة مائدة يستحلون من أجل جمعه كل محارم الله في الدين والنفس والعقل والنسل والأسرة والمجتمع، بارتكاب الخطيئات واقتراف الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. وما هذا البلاء الذي ابتلينا به في هذه البلاد في هذه الآونة من اختطاف للبشر وتقتيلهم شبابا وشيبا، ذكورا وإناثا، بل صبية وحملا إلا من جراء هذه الفتنة، فتنة المال. استحضروا رحمكم الله ما شاع في الأسبوع الماضي من قتل رجل شرير لطفلة بريئة صغيرة السن ذات 5 من سنوات العمر، خرجت طلبا لعلم الإسلام وتأدبا بأدب الدين. يا لله من انتكاسة وتعاسة، تعس عبد الدينار، تعس عبد الدرهم، تعس عبد الخميصة، تعس عبد الخميلة، إن أعطي رضي وإن لم يعط سقط، تعس وانتكت وإذا شيك فلم تقش. إن فتنة المال أن يتخذ، إن من فتنة المال أن يتخذ مقياسا للسعادة فيقود أربابه إلى الفسق ونشر الكفر والرذيلة والاستكبار على الخلق ثم يقودهم إلى النار. انظروا إلى قارون الذي آتاه الله من المال والكنوز ما إن مفاتيحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة، ولكنه لم ينتفع في نصيحة الأبرار، ولم ينتفع بنعمة المال، فاستكبر وظن أنه إنما جمعه من حيلته وأنه ينفقه كيفما شاء. فماذا كان عاقبته؟ كانت عاقبته أن قال تعالى فخسفنا به وبداره الأرض، فما كان له من فئة ينصرونه من دون الله. وإن من فتنة المال يا عباد الله أن صاحبه يزداد تعلقا به مع تقدم السن، كما جاء عن أنس رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال يهرب ابن آدم ويشب منه 2، الحرص على المال والحرص على العمر، رواه البخاري ومسلم. فإن من فتنة المال أن يمنع من أداء حق الله وحق العباد فيه من الزكاة والإنفاق على الأهل والولد والخدم والعمال. ومن فتنة المال أن لا يبالي المرء بمصدره من أين جاء، من حلال أو من حرام، كما صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حديث أبي هريرة في البخاري أنه يأتي على الناس زمان لا يبالي المرء ما أخذ منه أمن حلال أم من حرام. وهذا مما يسد باب الإجابة في الدعاء. فقد ذكر الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر، يمد يديه إلى السماء يا رب يا رب، ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام، قال صلى الله عليه وسلم فأنى يستجاب لذلك. فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واجعلوا المال خادما لا مخدوما، اجعلوه في أيديكم لا في قلوبكم، واعلموا أنه لن تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن 4، كما صح عند الترمذي. ومن هذه 4 أنه يسأل عن ماله من أين اكتسب وفيما أنفق. ابتغوا بأموالكم الدار الآخرة، وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة، ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا، وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك، ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض، واعلموا أن الدار الآخرة ليست للمستكبرين، ليست للذين يجمعون المال من أجل الاستكبار والتكبر على عباد الله. واعلموا أن السعادة الحقيقية إنما هي في استخدام المال مهما قل في طاعة الله وخدمة الناس، لا في جمعه والتكبر على الناس به. تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا، والعاقبة للمتقين. اطلبوا المال من حلال، وربوا أولادكم على طلبه كذلك، فإنه لا خير في من لا يطلب المال من حلال. قال سعيد بن المسيب لا خير في من لا يريد جمع المال من حله، يكف به وجهه عن الناس ويصل به رحمه ويعطي حقه. واحذروا من أن تجعلوا الأموال أصناما تعبدونها من دون الله. قال الحسن البصري رحمه الله لكل أمة صنم يعبدونها، وصنم هذه الأمة الدرهم والدينار، واعلموا اخيرا انكم مهما تحايلتم في طلب الرزق فلن يصل اليكم الا ما كتب لكم وقدر. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم: ان روح القدس نفس في روعي ان نفسا لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها واجلها. فاتقوا الله واجملوا في الطلب. اقول ما تسمعون فاستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم انه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. Oh you brothers and sisters in Islam, I ask you just as I ask myself and as followers to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our dealings, for that is the assurance for success and bliss in this world and in the hereafter. O you servants of Allah, wealth is indeed one of the noble means for good life and for subservience and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is one of the basic necessities for life. It is one of the basic instincts that Allah has created all human beings with it, that they love wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. That man loves wealth so much. Allah also says that زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ. That there are desires that Allah made glittering to human beings. These are instinctive desires. And Allah mentioned different types of wealth that we all love to gather, to use, and to spend. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that wealth is a good thing in the hand of a good and righteous person. To tell you the importance of wealth in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself described wealth as qiwam for life. Qiwam means the foundation without which life will collapse. But for you to appreciate this more, Muslim scholars all agree that preservation and development of wealth is one of the basic five necessities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the entire Sharia in order to safeguard and provide for people. One of the basic necessities, one of the basic objectives of Islam is to protect, to develop wealth among people. And more commonly, we are all aware that zakah is an obligatory act in Islam. Not only just an obligatory act, but it is one of the pillars of Islam. Is there anybody who doesn't want to fulfill all the pillars of Islam? We all want to do that. But you cannot fulfill the pillar of zakah if you are not wealthy. It implies that you if you want to fulfill these pillars, it means you want to have wealth. Because without wealth, you will not be able to give out the zakah. All this is to tell us that wealth is one of the means to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only so when we understand it as a means, when we use it or we earn it through the lawful means and we spend it through the lawful ways. If we do that, it became a rizq, a good provision for us in this world, and it should be a deposit for us in the hereafter. But unfortunately, wealth is equally a trial, a fitna, It is a fitna Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares this in the glorious Quran when he says, وَأَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً Indeed, your wealth and your offspring are but fire. When is this bounty torn to trial? In fact, the Prophet also mentioned that there is a trial for every ummah, nation, and the trial of my nation is in wealth. The trial of wealth has entered into the heart of so many servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that instead of taking it as a means, they take it as the ultimate goal of life. Many people think that you only get salvation when you have wealth in your hand. That is why in gathering it, in earning it, they do not care of Allah's injunction. They do not consider the source of the wealth. It is only halal when it gets to their hands. Whatever gets to their hands, they consider it halal. While looking for it, they don't think about halal or haram. The halal is what they get in their hands. When you allow wealth to become the goal of your life, it leads you to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in virtually all aspects of life, in religion, in souls of people, in wealth of people, in dignity of people, in progeny of people, in the family, and in the society. Then everything will become simple for you to do, provided you will earn money, you will earn wealth for it. When it gets to this situation with you, then wealth in your hand or in your heart is nothing but a trial that may lead you to so much atrocities. Look at what we are suffering from in our country these days, this issue of kidnapping. Why are people kidnapping? Because it is a very easy way to get money and to get wealth. It is just because money has become trial in their hearts that they can not only kidnap, they demand for money. If the money is not given, they kill for nothing. Okay, you didn't get the money and you kill a son, what is the benefit? If you kill the son, they will not give you the money because he is no more. They want him alive, that is why they are giving you money. So if they didn't give money, you kill. And sometimes they will even collect the money and they will also kill the victim. Look at the issue of the little girl, this Halifa that has been trending last week. A very young lady, very innocent lady, who was sent to learn Islam, to learn how to recite the glorious Quran, to know some Al-Qur'an, to become a righteous person and good citizen when she grows. Look at how that undesirable element ended her life for nothing. Why? Because he wants some wealth. Will that make him wealthy? Will that bring him salvation? Will that make him live in a happy life in this world? Many people take wealth as their deity. They serve it. They worship it. This is fitnatul mal. All you believers, it is part of the fitna of mal when you take it as the when it makes you to abandon your responsibilities. You see, all acts of bribery and corruption in government, in schools, in universities, admission scandals, let us come to university setting, admission scandals, issues or irresponsible issues of marks during examinations, all of this is because of this trial of wealth. Somebody somewhere wants to get wealthy wants to have many cheaply without following the right channel. Or you believers, it is part of the fitna of mal when you don't know or you don't care how you get it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there shall come a time when people will take from the world money and they are not care what is the source, whether it is halal or it is haram. And this is one of the impediments of acceptance of dua. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned somebody who does everything that Allah will consider him and answer his prayers. But the Prophet says that he earns from unlawful source. In fact, he was even fed from unlawful source. Meaning that he is not the one that began that thing. He inherited it from his parents. They used bad unlawful money to feed him. He also faced himself with that. The Prophet said, how can Allah answer the prayers, the cause of such a person? I therefore urge you people to please fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your earnings. Make sure that wealth to you is a means to achieve or to achieving higher goals. Put money in your hand so that you are able to use it. Don't allow money or wealth to use you. Make sure that it is situated in your hand, not in your heart. And remember that in the day of judgment, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that these your two legs will not rest until you give answers to four fundamental questions. And one of these questions is about your wealth. Where did you get it from? And how did you spend it? Many people are careful in how they spend their money. They will go and build mosques. They will come and contribute to our mosque. Please come and contribute. We will not ask you about the source. Please come and contribute. Many people are very considerate in doing this. But they don't look at the first one. Where did you get the money from? The two, you will answer both the two. If you earn it from an unlawful source and you use it or spend it in the mosque, in scholarship, in building schools, in feeding indigents, this one is good. It is good for the society. The money, that the wealth is not even your own. It is a aria. It is Allah's wealth that He has given you for some time. He will at any time seize it, whether you are alive or He will kill you and it goes to the hill. So that good thing is good, but Allah will not reward it for it because you didn't seek, you didn't earn the money through the lawful source. That is why Allah is pure and He does not accept the word, but what is pure? إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. So let us consider both. Where, how do we earn? And also consider how do we spend what we earn. It should both be through the lawful ones. We should earn in order to spend to earn hereafter. And we should know that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala endow you with wealth, that doesn't mean that you are better than the poor ones. Remember that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to live for weeks without anything even to eat in his house. Does that mean that salvation or happy life is to have wealth? To have wealth? If that it is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have been the richest man in history. But he wasn't. Yes. He is not that very poor. And he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on daily basis to deliver him against poverty. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wal-faqr. Poverty is not Islamic. That is why zakah is a fundamental pillar of Islam. All you believers, let us seek for money. There is no good in any community, in any individual who does not earn from lawful
Scottish.
The Ibn al-Musayyib said that there is no good in any community or any person who does not earn from the local source to cater for himself, to assist his relatives, and to give out his dues. Al-Hasan al-Basri said that as you are looking for money, make sure you don't worship money. He said, for every ummah, they have an idol which they worship besides Allah, and the idol of this ummah is wealth and money. If he said dirham and dinar, in our today's language, naira and dollar. Never you worship naira and dollar, but use them to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, you should know, whatever way you do, any kind of magu, whatever, stealing, bribery, corruption, whatever you do to earn wealth, nothing will come your way but what Allah has destined to come. So why can't you get it through the local meat? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ قَدْ نَفَثَ فِي رُوحِ, that Angel Jibreel has whispered to my heart that there is no soul which shall die until it gains full of its provision. Whatever Allah has destined that it is your own provision, you must get it before you die. No soul shall die before its time. People do say untimely death. There is no untimely death. You cannot die except when it is the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for your death. Then the Prophet asked, اتقوا الله وأزمنوا في الطلب, and that is the summary of this summer. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn your living through lawful sources. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to be pious and to be righteous in our earnings and in our spendings. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. قوموا إلى صلاتكم والحمد لله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.